The luncheon will revolve around the book Reimagining, A Place for the Wild. The featured speaker will be local author and editor of the book, Leslie Miller. She said the book came about from a joint project between philanthropists in Montana along with the University of Utah's College of Humanities. The groups worked together to create an environmental humanities center in Centennial Valley, Montana.
I organized the symposium in collaboration with the university, and we invited 24 panelists with all very diverse backgrounds. The idea was to have a very diverse group of people with different perspectives about the environment and wildlife and ranching and art, and they all spoke, and I asked them to write an essay. And those essays were going to be compiled into a white paper report. But they were so brilliant and they were so beautiful, we decided to compile them into a manuscript.
Miller says they took 17 of the speeches from the symposium and used those essays to create the book. Three of the authors of essays that appear in the book will also be speaking at the luncheon.
Carrie Gee, who's the vice president of United Park City Mines, has been working for a couple decades reclaiming the mine tailings and waterways and has restored them to ecologically balanced wetlands. And then we have Wendy Fisher, who's the director of the Utah Open Lands and writes a beautiful essay about the process of acquiring Toll Canyon and what that was like. And then we've invited Erin Holcomb. And Erin is coming in from the San Juan Islands, and she has written a lovely essay. She was the former program director at the center in Centennial Valley.
Additionally, an original art exhibit of Bill Cranstover's work will be on display. He provided the cover art for the book. Miller explains the link between the humanities and the environment.
Rather than using the language of science, which of course the basis of our stories relies on scientific fact, but rather than using the language of science or the language of politics to try to influence and convince people that we are in a biodiversity crisis, we believe that story can really have an equal, if not greater, impact. What we're trying to do is inspire the will to act for human and natural world prosperity.
Tickets to the luncheon can be bought at the Park City Library for $42. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.